When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
Have you heard what the Breakfast of Aging Champions is? Let's check what you had for breakfast this morning and how close you are to becoming one of those champions. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. Start your day with a meal that is high in potassium and low in sodium. In addition, drink water throughout your morning, which can help prevent spikes in blood pressure. Lastly, a gentle way to support healthier blood pressure is slow, controlled breathing. The potassium, which helps the kidneys flush out harmful sodium, with hydration and controlled breathing, are the perfect start to your day. Here's a morning breathing technique. Sit up with your back straight in a chair. Lower your shoulders and take an inhale on a count of four. Hold briefly, then exhale on a count of five. Repeat this several times. Remember, this combination of potassium, water, and slow breathing has been proven to lower systolic, the bad kind of cholesterol numbers. Example of potassium is choose from avocados, bananas, spinach, and citrus fruits. Add low sodium alternatives such as oats, oranges, grapes, buckwheat, and barley. Keep listening for more Healthy Habits with Doris Lance, author and adventurer. An educator who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Election night tallies to be posted tonight at 8 p.m. PRHS seniors awarded with nearly $1 million in scholarships and benefits. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Today is the statewide direct primary for California. Items on the ballot include state governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, insurance commissioner, district 19, 24, and 30 representatives. For the county level, offices include county supervisor for districts 2 and 4 and clerk recorder. Polling places will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. today. Voters are eligible as long as they are in line to vote before 8 p.m. Vote-by-mail ballots may be returned by the voter personally to any official ballot drop box, polling place, or vote center in the state by 8 p.m. or to either the clerk recorder's office in SLO or the Atascadero Elections Office. Election night tallies will be posted at 8 p.m. More information about voting and the primary election can be found at the clerk recorder's office webpage. City of Paso Robles has appointed a new public works director, effective July 5th. Ms. Leslie Frazier, a licensed professional engineer with more than 25 years of public and private sector experience in engineering, development, project management, and infrastructure engineering, will assume the role. She joined the City of Paso Robles in 2024 as City Engineer and Deputy Director of Community Development, overseeing large development projects throughout the city. As interim City Engineer, appointment, including plans for recruiting the permanent position, will be announced in the coming weeks. PRHS seniors earn nearly $1 million in scholarships and education benefits. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:14. Paso Robles High School seniors were recognized Wednesday last week during the annual Scholarship Awards Night. Students of Paso Robles High School earned a combined total of almost $1 million in scholarships and education benefits to support their futures. About $350,000 were awarded by local organizations, businesses, foundations, memorial funds, and groups. The largest contributors was the Community Foundation San Luis Obispo County, awarding a total of $80,000 in scholarships to Paso Robles High School seniors. The high school extends its sincere appreciation to each donor, sponsor, and organization whose generosity helps make high education, career training, and military service opportunities more accessible for local students. The County Behavioral Health Department announced the launch of a $300,000 grant initiative to expand on-campus wellness centers at 8 high schools throughout the county. Funded through California's Behavioral Health Student Services Act, the County of San Luis Obispo applied for the funding to support local high school districts in expanding students' mental health resources and systems. All participating campuses have received the first of four scheduled grant disbursements, and have already begun using the funding to expand services and resources on campus. As the 2025-26 school year draws to a close, graduation ceremonies for seniors are all coming up here in San Luis Obispo County. Atascadero High School ceremony is scheduled for this Wednesday, June 3rd, 6 to 7 p.m. Templeton's is on Thursday, June 4th, with the ceremony starting at 7 p.m. Paso Robles High School's graduation will be Friday, June 5th at 6 p.m. at War Memorial Stadium. Morro Bay's is June 4th at 5 p.m. at the football stadium, and San Luis Obispo High School's graduation will be June 5th at 5 p.m. at Holt Field. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 4-1, the Rockies over the Angels 9-8, the Brewers beat the Giants 16-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Rockies, the Giants will face the Brewers, the Padres will go against the Phillies, the Athletics will face the Cubs, and the Yankees will go against the Guardians. In California news, the California High-Speed Rail Authority Board of Directors approved the launch of the initial phase of the nation's largest track and systems installation efforts. The contract covers 119 miles currently under construction in the Central Valley, which will transition the current guideways into an electrified high-speed rail system. California's first smart freeway has begun operation this Monday on the 15-freeway corridor running through Temecula. This $33 million project will operate for a two-year period to improve traffic conditions. The project will deploy ramp meters during peak hours to improve freeway travel times. A federal report from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has shown an overall nationwide drop in homelessness and in California. The state saw a 2.8% decrease in homelessness from 2024. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA is working to determine how much additional base acreage farmers may qualify for under federal safety net programs. Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce, says the department is reviewing acres tied to last year's farm bill changes and will notify landowners once the process is complete.
We're in the middle of an additional base acre allocation that came to us through language in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. 30 million additional base acres will be allocated across the country. And right now, FSA, they're in the process of finalizing what we're calling a history dig, understanding the number of acres planted in what crops from 2019 to 2023. Once that work is complete, we'll understand how many acres. At that point, the landowner will be notified of additional base acres that they're eligible to add to their farming business. One of the provisions is the base acre total cannot exceed the number of acres farmed on a farm. So if you have a 100-acre farm, you can't have 120 acres of base.
Fordyce says that landowners need to remember one key point. Base acre decisions are tied to the land itself, not the operator. That means notices will go directly to landowners, and any changes will follow the farm number going forward.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson with Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our early bird sale. You can see all the results of that sale at northernlivestockvideo.com. Record-breaking prices on these calves. Our June sale comes up June 24th, the early summer special. If you want to be part of that sale, get your contract into us by June 5th. We can do the filming anytime over the next couple weeks after that. Early summer special for Northern Livestock Video. Call us at 866-616-5035 or go to northernlivestockvideo.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside and Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Founded in 2022, Tennessee-based nonprofit Kinder Ground makes animal welfare improvement more accessible on farms by offering grants and expertise to farmers who are looking to learn more about animal welfare. The idea is for farmers to come to us with ideas, Jen Walker, Chief Animal Welfare Officer at Kinder Ground, told AgAlert in an interview. We really like when projects that elevate welfare beyond those basics. Sometimes it's seeing the simplest of opportunities. That's where I think relationships are important. What we have found is that if a farmer can have somebody go in on it with him or her, it's much easier to take a risk. A former dairy veterinarian, Walker, said one new animal welfare technology she's excited about is cattle vision goggles. It's a computer program that takes input from a camera and digests it and puts up in virtual reality goggles. So what you're seeing is what we think cows would see. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight with lows right around 50, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday. Low 90s Thursday, mid-80s Friday, upper 70s on Saturday, low 70s Sunday, mid-70s on Monday, 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower. The Dow turned around and nudged into record territory in early trading. Dollar General's earnings topped expectations. It continues to see shoppers looking for essentials and other products. Sales rose in the recent quarter, and it's raising its forecast. Despite upbeat news, Dollar General shares down 2%. Signet Jewelers, parent company of Kay and Zales, also reported better than expected sales. Signet shares up 3%. Victoria's Secret also reported a better-than-expected quarter, helped by its makeover and new products. Shares are rallying, and chipmaker Marvell Technology shares are up nearly 16% after NVIDIA's Jensen Huang predicted Marvell could be the next trillion-dollar company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL. Join us on the Tuesday edition. My choice.
Once was a thought inside my head. I'd be dead. But somehow on and on I go. I keep on rolling with the
Morning Exchange.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, so protecting what matters, Barry and a plethora of people. This is the primary election special. Eric and Kenny and Randall and Darsha and some call-in guests. There you go, on and on and on and on. So lots of stuff this afternoon all here on The Right Choice. Somehow I'm going to tie this in, and I don't know if it's going to make sense to anybody, but last hour, because I was sent a picture of some pirates, water pirates, and the difference between a tax and a fee. All right. Now, that is the, you know, the process of what to do, the application, the benefit, to benefit specific individuals or entity paying the charge. And as you know, I've mentioned some things regarding the FCC in the last week or two, including what I think is potential dangerous censorship by the current administration. And again, it doesn't matter which side of the fence you're on, because both parties in power, they could do this. So leave the free speech alone and that. But anyway, so what do you get for your money? Now, again, this has been a question with this so-called water district and the implementation of the next fee or tax, whatever you want to call it. All right, so that's the question they've been asking. What are they getting? Well, somebody called in and said they're not going to pay for his new well pump. And if the well run dries, so to speak, they're not going to pay for somebody to spend thousands of dollars to get the new well dug. They're not going to do that. At least we haven't been told that. So I'm going to connect this with radio once again, because the FCC is proposing and they always do this. They let's see, as radio stations face their first increases in annual fees in years. Now, they make that sound like it's an eternity, and that's simply not true. That's simply not true. They may have leveled off in the last couple of years, but we've had increases significantly. They're possibly looking at an increase of 46%. And I can tell you, I have not called or dealt with the FCC directly in over 15 years. So the question is, what is the government doing to demand a 46% increase in fees? What have they done? Chris, on the report that you fill out, the quarterly.
Yes.
It's the same one, isn't it?
The same template each time, yes.
Have they ever contacted you?
Not once.
Okay. We have to do the annual report. And then you have to do the semi-annual report. Then we have the regulatory fees, which are outrageous. Again, where is the what are they doing for any radio station? All they're doing is extracting money. Not entirely. There is some things that you're glad they have them, because there are some, shall we say, unscrupulous operators out there. And that's where the FCC can come in and to be the arbitrator or the hangman. And they impose pretty hefty fines on some stations for doing things wrong. I think some of it is egregious, not what the stations did, but the fines that are involved. But a 46% hike in some of the fees is absolutely ridiculous and unwarranted, but who can you fight? As they say, sometimes they say you can't fight City Hall, but we have found here, and particularly in Paso Robles, you can fight City Hall. But this is just, as the cartoon, it's the football. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. We have been bombarded, so to speak, with this, whatever you want to call it, climate change, global warming, solar, you know, the whole nine yards. And I got about a 45-second cut here from Victor Davis Hanson that we'll get to, but let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Chris, I'm going to be going to the Board of Supervisors later today after I get done voting. There's a final, I hope it's the final thing. So remember the 191 homes on 20 acres in San Miguel?
Yeah.
So there was a planning commission meeting where the planning commission moved that project forward without ever looking at the water use. There was an appeal filed. The appeal was heard on May 5th. And then Bruce Gibson made a motion to try to somehow massage this thing, and he moved it to today. to June 2nd. And, you know, it's a 43-acre parcel. They want to put all these homes on 20 acres. So the 191 homes with the other lots in commercial, then you can add one to three ADUs on close to half of it. So now you're up over almost 300 units. And San Miguel is over the basin. So regardless of the housing and regardless of the people involved as far as developers or people don't want housing or the trap or any of that, just strictly looking at the basin, the water, the management, and all this other stuff, San Miguel is a defendant in the lawsuit that filed for prescription claiming that there was a problem in the basin. By claiming there was a problem in the basin so that they could go to court and get an amount of water, I'll just say deeded to them by the court that they could use if there's a problem. And that number is 177 acre feet. So they're already using 300. Now, the court order says if there's a problem and there's no surplus, no extra water for that year that's normally pumped out, that you have to cut back or you have to use supplemental water. Now, supplemental water is some other source, Nacimiento, Salinas River, state water. They're the only community that doesn't have a second source or a third source. Templeton has a second source. Atascadero has a second source. Santa Margarita has a second source. Shandon has a second source. Paso Robles has multiple sources. San Miguel does not. They only have basin water, just like the residents that live over the unincorporated area. So they were trying to make a deal to like shut down a property and say they were going to transfer that use from that property to this project. Well, that's illegal. You can't transfer groundwater. You can't transfer the use of groundwater. So I'm going to this meeting today to see, to get my 3 minutes to speak, to see what the Captain Water Pirate, Bruce Gibson, is going to do, because he's on the Groundwater Sustainability Board. He's the one that wanted to be part of this joint powers agreement with the other three pirates and their crew. And so they never looked at this project as the groundwater agency. The county never looked at it that way. They just looked at it, well, we need more housing, but we're putting it in a place where we claim there's a problem. And I'm the guy with the appellant who brought it to us and said, hey, can they do this? I'm like, well, you know, they can do it if they have the water. But how do they have the water when they're claiming they don't have the water? How do you tell the people that live around this they can't use their land, they can't grow a crop? You can't grow a crop on this property, but they want to build houses on it.
Greg, isn't there also the issue up there with they have to do they need a lot of money for just their basic water connections involving the sewer and et cetera up in San Miguel?
Yeah, so all the reports show, I mean, this goes back to, they're using a report from 2016 that's 10 years old that tells them, hey, their water mains are over from 1960. They're concrete and asbestos. They need, at some given time, they're going to have to be redone. They have 900 water meters that have paid in. They used to pay $50 a month for sewer and water fees in 2014. It's over $250 a month per household now because they kept reassessing them to pay the $2 million they paid in the quiet title lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Those 900 properties have been paying for that because they have no other income. So their sewer plant, they're just finishing getting a grant for $45 million to upgrade their sewer plant.
Okay.
It's problem after problem after problem. And, you know, like all these other communities, they want to put the cart in front of the horse. You need to fix all this other stuff first. You need to find surplus water. And then you can do some of the things that you want to do. But, you know, they cry, well, we're a disadvantaged community. Well, how can you be a community at all if you can't manage it or fund it. And this goes to these to our famous water pirates. Our water pirates, these guys have been claiming since 2005 that they want to manage the basin. The same players, Paso, San Miguel, the same individuals that became the two fake water districts, and the county acting as their leader. And what have they done in this 20 years? And so you were talking earlier about benefit. If you have 436,000 acres in the basin and you have five areas of problem, so those five areas that have the problem don't make up 40 or 50,000 acres of the total thing. So those areas are who's benefiting, but they want everybody else to pay to manage those areas. And the main thing that they're supposed to do in those areas is to reduce the pumping. So if the main fix is to reduce the pumping and they're refusing to do it, even though that's what they agreed to as part of the groundwater plan to solve the problem in those areas. And you talked about replacing the wells. So over in the El Primar area, 27 wells had to be replaced there at $80,000 a pop. Almost over 350 wells since 2014 have been replaced over the basin. That's over $11 million of wells. And none of the people that are involved next to them that are reaping the benefit have benefited those people. But if you're not going to target the areas with problems and you want everybody else to help pay that gets no benefit from it, that's part of the ridiculousness of this whole deal. You, me, Chris, anybody else that doesn't get state water, but we pay for it. So we get zero benefit, but we pay for state water to be delivered to the county. But the other people that are getting the benefit from it don't pay the whole tab. And it's the same thing on all kinds of different items. And hopefully the poem goes with the poster to make people understand that these guys are just pulling the wool over your eyes. It's just another way. Do you really need another board, another attorney, and a group of people that don't live in the area to tell you what to do at your place?
Seems to me that this money that they're demanding is only to pay for the lawyer's fees and for them to have a meeting without doing any work for the area that they say they serve. This is, again, one of my favorite terms. This is legal plunder.
Correct. You are 100% correct, because when they lost that Proposition 218 vote, that budget was like $3.5 million. They had to reduce the budget to $1 million because that's what the lawyer and this consultant were going to charge to run the meeting and be there. So Prop 26 only covers administrative costs. It doesn't cover any costs for doing anything in the groundwater plan. So what's the purpose of a group that's formed to fulfill the plan that can't fulfill a plan, because when they promised to become these guys in charge, they were supposed to divvy up any of the costs and take care of it. So you have two water districts out there, the San Juan and the EPC, who don't deliver any water, and they have membership, and their memberships people have been paying for 10 years to be part of those water districts that provides nothing. And now they're going to get taxed on top of that membership fee for management that provides nothing. At what time is the light bulb going to come on their head to quit those fake water districts and to join up and to tell the county and these other players to pound sand? Because every water district is what is known as an appropriator.
Right.
They don't have the right that the overliers do.
Greg, is it going to take more attorneys to stop this?
No, I think it's going to take more pressure on the Department of Water Resources. to show them that why did you make these guys, why did you allow these people to be the agencies that claim that they were going to help manage stuff when they haven't done anything? You know, when they always say, well, the state's going to come in if we don't do this, the state's going to come in.
Well, my question would be, how confident are you that the state will agree with most of the people?
Say that again, Kevin.
How confident are you that the state would back you folks?
Well, I mean, at some given point, they're going to have to show us, hey, you appointed these guys, the agencies, to do it, and what's the return on your investment? What have they done? I think if they start getting a lot of information, that hopefully they're listening at different times where people are telling them, hey, there's some problems over there. These people aren't doing their job. We let these people be in charge, and nothing's happening over there. Now, we're in a good situation as far as, and this is why they're getting away with it right now. We've met all the requirements of the state. So we're tooling along in low gear. They're not in a big push to get stuff done because they've always been trying. Go all the way back to the main thing that they started with, that Assembly Bill 2453 back in 2016. They wanted to charge $1 million a year to benefit the basin and to have that special group at that time, which is the same guys.
Right,
and you would have already paid for 12 years of that. You'd already paid $1 million for 12 years, and still would have got nothing if that would have passed.
Okay, so when does this fee go into effect?
So they're trying to push it. They had to get this done. The last day to protest your fee that's being measured by evaporation. Now, the water code says they have to measure extraction. Hey, Chris, you're the last guy that was in college between the three of us.
Right.
Is extraction the same as evaporation?
I don't think so.
No. One measures the water with a water meter coming, what's being extracted. One is using assumption and estimating after subtracting rainfall and other things to come up with a make-believe number that they think you're using. So they got some problems, and so these people have until June 8th to protest, then because they want to get it on the tax rolls. They get it on the tax rolls in August. They're not going to see a nickel until January from when the taxes are collected, and they're supposed to be fully funded by the end of June. So they have to borrow $600,000 to fund themselves, or they all have to kick in, $175,000 each. To make it to that date. So,
well, but
you know,
don't they have a lot of people, you know, some, you know, heavy duty people they can go to and get the money? I don't know how that works from a legal standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get a loan somehow. You know, hey, maybe the county's going to loan them the money.
Well, what I'm getting at is that, you know, Stuart Resnick could pull that money out of his wallet right now and give it to them.
Oh, yeah, but I would believe that old Stewie, it would say, hey, everybody's going to know that I'm the guy funding this, and I'm the guy that's sitting down in the captain's quarters in the pirate boat while you guys are taking the heat.
Well, but he doesn't care about that. I mean, come on.
I know.
You know.
I know.
All right.
It's just like when he knocked down the 8,000 trees over in Adelaide.
Right. It's, you know, he writes a check, he gets some bad press for a while, and it goes away, and he's still a billionaire. So, Greg, we're out of time. I got to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. As the school year draws to a close, graduating ceremonies for seniors are all coming here to San Luis Obispo County. Atascadero High School ceremony is scheduled for this Wednesday, June 3rd from 6 to 7 p.m. Templeton's will be Thursday, June 4th at Volunteer Stadium at 7 p.m. And Paso Robles High School's will be this Friday, June 5th at 6 p.m. at War Memorial Stadium. Paso Robles High School seniors were recognized last week during the annual Scholarship Awards Night. Students at Paso Robles High School earned a combined total of almost $1 million in scholarships and educational benefits to support their futures. The high school extends its sincere appreciation to each donor, sponsor, and organization. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Chris Foster. There are primary elections in six states today.
Here in California, voters will decide who's going to replace termed out Governor Gavin Newsom and, of course, the next mayor in L.A., the current mayor, Democrat Karen Bass, fighting to keep her job.
Fox's Matt Finn, the top two candidates in California primaries, regardless of party, advance to the general election. The Justice Department says it'll stop work on a $1.8 billion anti-weaponization payout fund set up after President Trump settled a lawsuit with the IRS.
Last week, a federal judge in Virginia ruled the fund must be paused while she sorted through legal issues. The DOJ posting this fund was open to anybody who was so weaponized, targeted, persecuted, whether they were Democrat, Republican, conservative, independent, or otherwise. The department will abide by the court's ruling.
Fox's David Spunt, America's listening to Fox News.
Please plan on attending your Slo County Tea Party monthly meeting this Monday, June 8th. Guest speaker topic this month, unknown truths and myths about socialism. Our speaker was raised in communist Romania and will shine the light of truth for all to hear. Special reports also cover water districts and water pirates, $205 million Paso school bond that is actually $400 million, plus special reports from DA Dan Dow on budget cuts to law enforcement. Don't miss this meeting, Monday, June 8th, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the Best Paso Robles Hotel and Best Resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit. Visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. It is 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Clouds early, then sunshine. Highs in the mid-80s. A couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low to mid-50s and abundant sunshine. Lots of it. Mid-90s on your Wednesday. Thursday, low 90s. Mid-80s Friday. Upper 70s Saturday. Low to mid-80s Sunday and Monday. Tuesday, upper 70s. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:49 a.m., 8:14 p.m. We are at 58 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. Enjoy a nice lunch today. Join the inaugural Contractors Cornhole Showdown Tournament Saturday, June 6th. It's brought to you by the Builders Exchange of the Central Coast. And let's see here. We'll take place a full day at the Sunken Gardens in Atascadero. Proceeds from the benefit, well, let's see here, to adaptive sports and recreation programs. And the registration begins this Saturday at 8 o'clock with a two-person team. Donation of just $80 per team. Four-game round-robin toss starts at 9:30. Trophies and caches and all that kind of stuff. In addition, there will be long toss, air mail, and a knockout with a $10 buy-in. So lots of fun this Saturday. Oh, Dave's Dogs will be there as well. So visit atascadero.com, and then you can look up the cornhole tournament coming up. That's a lot of fun. Also coming up, Templeton Recreation Foundation and the Rec Department invite community to the 2026 Templeton 5K Bear Run. That will take place Saturday, June 27th at the Barrel House Brewing Company. That's on Limestone Way. And participants 21 age and older will receive a 5-ounce beer taste at the start of the race and a cold pint upon finishing. That's good. Check-in starts at 7. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and the beer run begins promptly at 8 o'clock. All right, check it out online, the Templeton Rec. That's a lot of fun. Community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant and the delightful River Oaks community. Moving gently along here.
Happy
Birthdays and Anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Graduation, Dad's Day, weddings. Get it done. Local celebrities leading off today. We have June Moore, then Jordan Smith, Richard Gonzalez, Justin Lancidell, Marty Minacho, Sadie Aguida, Ryan Savage, Alexander Castellanos. Well, looky here. I think this is number 51. I think Randall and Mary Jordan. How appropriate. Another anniversary on Election Day. Jason and Christina Borchard, Dan and Sandy Liggett, and Ken and Dina Kalar. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and every. All right, on my right-hand side, let's see. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Oh, dear. Martha Washington, 1731-1802. Johnny Weissmuller, the gold medal and also guy that did commercials and a whole bunch of stuff, Tarzan movies, 1904-1984. Ben Grauer, he was the announcer. Remember the, you know, the countdown and stuff. 1908-1977, Tex Schramm. Pro football president, GM of the Cowboys, 1920-2003. You know, I heard an interview with him one time, and he said that Earl Campbell was the only high school player he ever saw that he thought can go directly to the NFL. The actor, Gil Stratton, 1922-2008. Let's see here. Pete Chuck Conrad, the astronaut, 1930-1999. Lavender blues singer Sammy Turner, 1932, passed away this past January. From the Flamingos, I Only Have Eyes for You, Johnny Carter, 1934-2009. Jimmy Jones, the singer, 1937-2012. From MASH, Sally Kellerman, 1937-2022. From War, Charles Miller, 1939-1980s when he passed away. The big stud out of Fresno, Jim Maloney, 1940. Stacy Keach, 1941. From Big Lips and the Rolling Uglies, the drummer, Charlie Watts, 1941, died in 2021. Hill Street Blues, Charles Haid, 1943. Marvin Hamlinge, 1944, 2012. Gary Yupremium, the kicker, 1944. I think he died, about 10 years ago. Jerry Mathers, Leave It to Beaver, 1948. Lawrence McCutcheon, pretty good running back, 1950. Larry Robinson, he was a six-time Stanley Cup winner, and what a defenseman. 1951 is when he was born. Dana Carvey, that's special, 1955. Who else do we have? Kyle Petty, 1960. Mike Stanton, not a bad pitcher. He was born in 1967. Nafi Perez, short career, good shortstop, 1973. And who else we have? Brittany Curran, the actress, 1990. And Brittany O'Grady, 1996. All righty, what time is? We're getting up against it. The inventor of the wetsuit, Jack O'Neill, 2017. Bo Diddley, 2008. Imogene Coca, 2001. The greatest first baseman ever, Lou Gehrig, passed away on this day in 1941. Richard Dawson, 2012. Dorothy Deborah from The Little Rascals, 2010. Mel Ferrara, 2008, and Rex Harrison, 1990. Leo Gorcy from the Slip Mahoney, you know, the Bowery Boys, died in 1969. All right, going to the top of the list. This guy was an awesome pitcher, one of the top flamethrowers of the 1960s. Injuries cut his career short. If not, who knows? He won 61% of his games, tossed two no-hitters. Jim Maloney to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Today is the statewide direct primary for California. For San Luis Obispo County, offices include a county supervisor for districts 2 and 4 and clerk recorder. Polling places will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. today. Election night tallies will be posted at 8 p.m. The City of Paso Robles has appointed a new public works director effective July 5th. Ms. Leslie Frazier, a licensed professional engineer with more than 25 years of public and private sector experience in engineering, will assume the role. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Jim Maloney, 23-7, struck out 265 in 63 and 65. He was 29, struck out 244, 16-8 in 66, struck out 216. Again, injuries cut his career short. It was Achilles, not his arm. He was 134 and 84, 61% of his games. Again, who would have known the future? This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.